I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, this is Steve,
and welcome to another run coaching session with the Milestone Pursuit podcast. It is Saturday, the 26th of December. It's Boxing Day, and Merry Christmas, and a Merry Boxing Day. Is that a thing? It's my patron saint day today, St. Stephen's Day. Happy days. So what we're doing today, we are doing a much needed session, I reckon. We're going to return to the roots of this podcast and we're going to do a mindfulness session. And the way this session works, if you've listened to the mindfulness sessions before, you'll know this, but if you haven't, you'll know we run easy for 30 minutes or so, working to a different cue every 5 minutes. And the purpose of the session is really to think about connecting our body to our brain. And if you remember, or be mindful of the notion that mindfulness has its roots in the meditative practices of the Buddhist monks, where they're trying to switch off from the world and connect very much to their brains and connecting to the now, moving away from a view of the past where it's easy to get lost in our losses, and also away from anxiety about the future and what may or may not happen. This is all about staying in the moment. Staying in the here and now as I run along the coast. So we stay very present and connecting our body to our brain. Really thinking about the way that we run as we run. So the way this session is actually put together is it's the end of the 12 days of Christmas. We're going to break it up into three sections. We're going to do three sets of 5 minutes together at the outset, and that's going to be your three French hens. You're then going to do two sets of 5 minutes, which is going to be another 10 minutes of running, obviously, and that's your two turtle doves. And we're going to finish with 5 minutes really focused on reflections of 2020. What we've learned, how we've developed as people. So it's going to be about half an hour, a couple of little walk breaks just to take the pressure off. You don't have to stop, you can run if you want, you do what you want. Entirely up to you. Okay, let's get going. So we're going to start. Oh no, my watch isn't going. Okay. Now it is. We're going to start now. First 5 minutes. And we're going to start by thinking about our head. Not what's going on inside it. We are going to think about its position in relation to the rest of our body. Are we looking down at the ground to see where our feet are landing? Or are we looking up ahead? And let's get our heads up. Let's take in the world for all its positives and for all its negatives. But let's find some positives. Let's get our head up and look around us. Let's look for some good stuff. Let's look for the other people exercising. Let's look for the connections with other humans. A smile, a wave. See if you can brighten someone's day. Get your head up to do that. Open up your airways. Make it easier for you to breathe. Imagine that you're standing in a crowd. It feels weird to think about crowds right now, but imagine for a minute you are. Crane your neck. Try and stay really tall. Crane your neck so you can see above the crowd. Keep the pace as you're running really relaxed. Running today is not about fitness, or physical fitness anyway. It's about switching off from the world. And get our head up and take in the world. Let's switch off from what's going on inside the news, the broader picture, the one you can't influence. Think about the world that you can, the one that's inside your head. Beautiful. Head up. Taking it all in. Letting the airways open. Looking ahead. 50, 80 meters, no more. That head up. Okay, we're through the first 5 minutes. We're now going to move on to our feet. Let's think about what our feet are doing. Where we're making contact with the earth. Where we're feeling grounded. So let's start with where. Where do we think our feet are landing? Are they landing underneath your centre of mass? Or are they landing out in front of you, trying to eat up the ground? If you keep your head up, can you see your feet? Always a good telltale sign of where your feet are is if you can see them when you're looking up. Ideally, you can't. And then next, just give some thought to where your feet are landing in terms of which part of your foot. Is it landing? Are you landing on your forefeet, your toes, perhaps your heels? Don't go too much further that way. You're landing on your heels. How does it feel? As you connect to the ground, how's that feeling? Remember, this session is all about connecting your body to your brain. And are you landing with an equal amount of force on your right and your left foot? Are they comparable? Or does one feel like it's landing heavier than the other? And now think about the push off. Where is all your power coming from as your foot leaves the ground? Is it coming from your toes? From the outside of the foot? Or on the inside of the foot? Big toe? Or second toe? Or the smaller toes? Where's that power coming from? And again, is it coming from the right and the left equally, or is there a disparity? Now, as we move into the final 5 minutes of this section, the final French hen, think about how much you're losing into the ground. Feel how you're landing. And are you collapsing into the ground as you land? Or are you able to minimize that contact time with the ground. And to help with that, we're just going to think about our hips for the next 5 minutes or so. We talked a lot about hips all year. As we go through the next 5 minutes, try and imagine that you're not being dragged back with your bum behind you by that person attached to your belt loop who's dragging you back. You're not running in a seated position. You're getting your hips up and forwards. Let's just work on that. Hips up. Create length in your legs. Up as tall as you can get them as you run. And as you do that, now connect yourself back to your feet. And if your hips are up and you have length in your legs, then what is happening with your feet? Are they now collapsing into the ground as much as they were? Or are you able to minimize that contact time? Remembering that our relationship with the ground is a very fickle one. We want enough. We need enough contact to create force to push off. But not so much that it creates friction and all of our force is dissipated across the ground. Keep those hips up. The head is connected as well, remember, in terms of its position. We're keeping our head facing forwards and up, creating length in our spine. How are our feet doing now? Heads up. Eyes forwards. Hips high. Good work. Check in. Can you see your feet as you run? Really good. Okay, we can hold it there. Take a little rest. That's our three French hens done. Take a little walk or a rest. It's up to you. Breathe it in. Keep your head up. Have a look around you. What can you see? Try and find the horizon. Ground yourself in it. Place yourself in the world in these times of great ambiguity. I think it's really important to find a place. Know where you are in the world. Know where you are in your mind. Because it's all down to you. There's too much ambiguity. Too many unknowns. Too many uncontrollables. Focus on you and what you can control. Okay, so we're going to go again in a short while. For 10 more minutes. Practicing more mindfulness as we go. This is our two turtle doves. Don't see too many turtle doves these days. Lots of collared doves, but not so many turtle doves. But that's all okay. Right. Let's get going, shall we? I'll count you down. Keeping the running easy though. 3, 2, 1, go. Nice and easy, nice and relaxed. And for this next 5 minutes, this is a 10-minute section, but we're going to work 5 minutes at a time. For the next 5, we are going to focus on our breathing. And we're going to focus on keeping it relaxed. And keeping our pace relaxed. So with our breathing, try and breathe through your mouth. It's the yoga and Pilates where you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. When you're running, give yourself the best possible chance of getting air into your lungs so that your lungs can extract the oxygen that it needs to fuel the energy creation process in your muscles. So give yourself a chance. But as we're doing this today, just try and keep the breathing easy, nice and relaxed. And deep, from deep within your belly, sucking it up rather than shallow breaths from the chest. Deep from your belly, like you would in yoga or Pilates. Focusing on pushing your stomach back towards your spine as you breathe, rather than pushing your chest up and down. If you meet an incline, or in running into the wind, as I've just done, both of those things, pull the pace back. Keep that breathing easy. Keep it relaxed. Judge everything off effort, not from pace. Keep in mind there's other things we talked about in the first 15 minutes. Keep in mind the head position, where our hips are, where your feet are landing. Stay focused on your breathing. Breathe from the belly. Keep breathing nice and deep. So quiet here, I've not seen a single person on this run. Here comes the first sign of life, a helicopter. Okay, so that's our first French hen. Our second one. This is where we're going to focus on our arms. But we're actually going to start that with thinking about our shoulders. So where are your shoulders? How are they feeling? Do they feel tense? Are your arms clenched? Your hands clenched? Perhaps as if you're holding something. Let's relax those shoulders away from your ears. Get them as low as you can. And relax the hands. So if you are holding something, hold it loosely, not tight, not clenched. Relax the hands, open your hands, open the palms of your hands, and really think about where those hands are swinging as they go past your body. Are they low, around by your hips, or high, up around your chest? And then what angle are you creating at your elbow? Is it more or less acute than 90 degrees? Try and relax it. A 90 degree angle would be perfect. Open hands. Perfect. Relax shoulders. Perfect. Get away from that hunched posture that we often adopt when using a phone or even a computer. Relax those shoulders right away from your ears. Open, hands relaxed. Good. Past the 10 minutes, we'll hold it there. Take another little relax, a little walk maybe. Stop if you want. Try and chill. Before we get into our final 5 minutes, the denouement of the 12 days of Christmas. The pear in a partridge tree. Yeah, that's a 2020 version. The pear in the partridge tree. Okay, for the last 5 minutes, we're going to do something slightly different. We are now going to take a little look back and reflect over 2020 as to what you've achieved in your running, perhaps, but also beyond that. So let's go. We're going to go in 3, 2, 1, go. So this is it, the last 5 minutes of the session. And just give some thought now to what you've achieved through 2020. It might not feel like much, it might feel like you've been coping, but there'll be shining lights in there. And to start that process, just have a think about where you came from, where you were, where your mindset was this time last year, this point in 2019, what was going through your head? And where are you now versus... It might be completely incomparable. But as you do it, really give some thought to how you've progressed as an individual. Not perhaps in terms of career or earnings or social status, but in maturity, in emotional intelligence, in being able to rationalize a lot of the emotions you feel. What have you achieved in that space? Think about where you've been able to help others. What have you done? And I'm sure you have. What have you done to support other people through these ambiguous and turbulent times? And as you do that, give some thought, not to the outcome of where you are today, but to the process that you've been through. Reflect a little on that process. What has that process taught you? What have you enjoyed? Where have you thrived? Where have you not? And as you go about those reflections, start to consider where you can apply them in 2021. Where can you utilize those positives, the things that you've learned about yourself, whether that's in running or whether that's in your life or in your career. As you reset for 2021, what is valuable about 2020? And there'll be things there for sure. It's been a terrible year. The worst we've experienced as adults in many ways. And in many ways, it's far from over. But there will be shining lights through the year. What are yours? Give you another 60 seconds or so. Okay, good work. And we're just going to leave it there. The partridge in the pear tree is done. We've enjoyed a nice chilled mindfulness session to finish off with some reflections at the end. And I just want to finish by saying thank you. Thank you to all the encouragement throughout the year. Thank you for the support of the podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for giving me feedback. Thanks for joining me. A lot of the time, I've been alone through this difficult year, and the podcast has helped me feel like I'm with others. Hopefully you've had a similar experience. So thank you for that. Enjoy the rest of your break. Feel free to use the back catalogue that exists. Loads of sessions in there. And I will be back with you very soon. Take care now.